Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michaels Optical.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office announces 40-year-old cold case homicide has been solved. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond releases statement on protests in ice-free zones. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation. Serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Sheriff's Office announced that after nearly 43 years, a cold case has officially been solved. The Sheriff's Office says that on November 15, 1983, deputies responded to a report of a suspicious van parked at a turnout along Highway 1, about 3 miles north of Hearst Castle. Detectives found the body of Dorothy Toby Tate, who had been fatally shot. For years, there were no known suspects, and the case went cold. Thanks to advancements in investigation techniques and forensics technology, cold case and unsolved homicide detectives Clint Cole reopened the case using advanced DNA genealogy analysis. Evidence at the scene was analyzed, identifying Stephen Richard Hardy as a contributor. Additional evidence, such as fingerprints recovered from a Coca-Cola can found at the scene, placed Charlene Sneed at the scene as well. Both Hardy and Sneed were residents of Texas in 1983, but are now deceased. The sheriff's office says the two men were involved in Tate's murder beyond a reasonable doubt, and the case has now been officially closed as exceptionally cleared. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond releases a statement regarding peaceful protests. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Pass Rebels Mayor John Hammond has released a statement on peaceful protests and community safety. In the statement, Hammond says, "I want to reaffirm my support for the constitutional rights of all individuals to peacefully assemble, speak freely, and express their views." Hammond's statement says he agrees with the County District Attorney's comment about enforcing the law fairly and impartially, and echoes the sentiment of unlawful protests. Behavior that becomes violent or criminal will place people at risk and may result in arrest and prosecution, Hammond says in the release. He also shares a similar sentiment regarding ICE-free zones, saying, quote, "Local governments do not have the authority to prohibit lawful federal enforcement. While such terms may reflect values or concerns, they do not override federal jurisdiction." The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for Pass Rebels will be held this Thursday, January 22nd at 8 a.m., Coffee with the Superintendent is an opportunity to connect, share ideas, ask questions, and take part in a meaningful dialogue with the school district's Superintendent, Jennifer Loftus. The event will be held in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Pass Rebels Recreation Services will be offering a free public workshop at the Uptown Family Park Community Garden on Saturday, January 24th, from 10 to 11 a.m. The event welcomes participants of all ages to learn about preparing a winter January garden. The Uptown Family Park is at 641 36th Street. No registration is required. This is another workshop in a series for the community garden, which Recreation Services says is revitalized and thriving. The workshops are held every fourth Saturday of each month, and attendees can ask on-site experts on anything garden-related. San Luis Obispo County Airport announced they have reached a new milestone. In 2025, the airport says it saw a record-breaking 811,905 passengers traveling to the facility, an 8.7% increase in passenger volume from 2024. District 3 Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg said, quote, "This level of growth highlights the airport's role as an economic engine for the region and key connector for residents, businesses, and visitors alike." In sports, for the NFL Conference Championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game on Sunday at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Seahawks at 3:30 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Nuggets 115-107, the Heat over the Kings 130-117, the Raptors beat the Warriors 145-127. Tonight, the Kings will face the Raptors, the Bucks will go against the Thunder. In California news, the 1776 Project Foundation has filed a lawsuit against the Los Angeles Unified School District. The lawsuit is over a district policy that provides smaller class sizes and other benefits to schools that are designated primarily as Black, Hispanic, Asian, and other non-white ethnicities. The 1776 Foundation alleges this hurts students in schools not classified as predominantly non-white. Netflix continues its bid to buy Warner Brothers, offering $72 billion in all cash. The previous deal from Netflix was both a cash and stock deal. Paramount also continues to try and make a bid for Warner Brothers. Republican lawmakers in California have filed an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, contesting the state's Proposition 50 map. Justice Elena Kagan will decide whether to approve or deny the emergency appeal, or if the matter will be referred to the full Supreme Court. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, agriculture groups have sounded the alarm about the economic crisis out here in rural America in a recent letter sent to Congress. 56 organizations representing a wide cross-section of American agriculture signed the letter. Now, the letter describes the real threat looming over many farms and ranches and other ag operations, stating that America's farmers, ranchers, and growers are facing extreme economic pressures that threaten the long-term viability of the U.S. agriculture sector. The letter stated, "An alarming number of producers are basically financially underwater. Farm bankruptcies continue to climb, and many producers are having difficulty securing the very financing they need to grow a crop or raise livestock this year. The letter also said that for the past 3 or 4 years, the reality of record high input costs and rapidly declining and historically low crop and specialty crop prices have culminated in negative farming margins and losses approaching $100 billion nationwide. Bottom line, losses for commodity crops and specialty crops remain real, and the gap needs to be closed.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Saeed, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Rainstorms impacted California's rice crop this past fall by delaying harvest, increasing losses, and reducing grain quality. Growers initially anticipated a high-yielding crop, but the final numbers are expected to show average production in 2025, according to University of California Cooperative Extension rice specialist Bruce Lindquist. Yields early on looked very good, and there was a lot of optimism, Lindquist said. But as the season progressed and you got later and later harvests, the yields started to drop, and you had pretty low quality and overall low head rice. George Tibbetts, who farms in Colusa County, said October rains made it difficult for farm equipment to navigate his rice fields. "This year for us has been the toughest one I can remember for getting things done during the fall," he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 43, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy Wednesday next week. Mid-60s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 66 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KBRL News Time is 6:20.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Calling all Central Coast locals, start the new year with remarkable wines and breathtaking views as Obelo Vineyards launches its Locals Only Tasting Special. Through the month of January, Obelo is offering complimentary classic flight tastings for locals on Tuesdays through Thursdays at its Paso Robles Tasting Room. Just provide an ID showing Central Coast residency and mention the offer to your host. Reservations are recommended. Obelo Vineyards Locals Only Tasting Special. It's the perfect way to put some extra cheer into your weekdays while staying close to home.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Discount broker Charles Schwab is reporting weaker than expected earnings, even though Schwab says it was a record quarter with total client assets at $11.9 trillion. Halliburton shares are up 2%, though earnings came in weaker. The oil services company is holding up better than expected. Netflix shares down 7%. Its quarter was strong, but Wall Street wants even more robust growth from Netflix. Smithfield Foods is buying Nathan's Famous, the maker of the hot dogs, for $102 a share. Smithfield already had an exclusive license to manufacture and distribute Nathan's products. And the Wall Street Journal says Amazon is launching its largest ever retail store in Orland Park, Illinois, in the Chicago suburbs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775. 238-KPRL, and you can, on that 75, you can text. It is working. Nobody has corrupted it, at least not today, yet. See that. There's spyware in there.
Good golly! The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, issues. County Waste Management Agency, more issues. You'll find out all about that with Karen and Julie Tacker this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on this thing we call a sound off. All right, we got, a couple of emails in. Let's see here. The first one, Mayor Hammond's press release. So it's about constitutional rights, rules of law, etc. This has to do with the ICE situation. I wonder if our mayor had a conversation with his good friend and council member, Chris Beal, about her ill-advised social media post regarding ICE. I doubt it. And he talks about rule of law. What a laugh. Where was the rule of law when the city illegally imposed the parking nonsense on us? The city stole money from its residents. That's what he all rules, follow the rules of law. What a hypocrite. All right. Thanks for that. Also, I could have won a bet this morning for lots of money. Somebody sent me an email saying, trivia, Kevin, good morning. I predict that your trivia this morning will be who was the first person inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I have no idea who it is, but that's my prediction. No, because there just wasn't one person elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. It was way back when, in 1936, and there were five people that were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And it was Cobb, Johnson, Christy Mathewson, Babe Ruth, and Honus Wagner, which, by the way, the person that got the most votes was not Babe Ruth. It was Ty Cobb. So, wrong. Besides that, I did a sports question earlier this week, so... All right, but thank you for the email, both emails, and let's double check here. Okay, so here's a question. Do many Americans, because, you know, you heard the ag report, and ag is in trouble, beef is a little bit different, but the there are many issues regarding some of the reasons. One is, particularly in certain states like California, where the regulations and the cost of, and then some of it voted in by the people, if you remember a few years ago with the chickens or whatever. And so the increasing operational costs inflicted by government, now, we do need regulations, but to what point? We have people making decisions in many cases about ag and farm and all that that don't know a damn thing about it, which most Americans don't. So it's creating barriers, especially for the small farms, and obviously it hinders competitiveness, and it's very, very tough. In California, one of the things is the grab for water, and so that's causing problems as well. One of the concerns for many people is that with the small farmers, you have a couple of things. With the transfer of land and so forth, and you've heard about some of those laws, as they try to pass them down, but the tax burden on the property. And then also you have what some people would say is the power of the larger, I'll just say farmers, not the small farms, the big ones that are gobbling up. And that's not good, again, for competitiveness and so forth. And the small farmers just can't keep up. And also, there's also the aspect of people, not as many people are growing up on farms anymore. There's more opportunities to, you know, leave the farm and, you know, go wherever they want to pursue what they want to do in life, not necessarily farming. So there's a lot of things that combine on that. Yeah, and again, in California, you have this climate stuff that they've put in, too, that's causing headaches for many of the mostly small farms. I'm not saying that the big farms like the increases and so forth, but they can handle it a little bit more. And, you know, again, Americans, we take ag for granted. And, you know, we... you know, we've mentioned this before. You walk into a store and there's food. All right, where does it come from? I mean, it's pretty complex, and it's a very grueling type of business to be in. These people put in a lot of hard work, and in many cases, they're dependent on Mother Nature as well, and they certainly don't need the inconveniences of other things outside, and particularly government. Again, I'm not saying that we don't need regulations, but if you talk to many of these people, they say, like a lot of businesses, it's gone overboard. It's gone overboard, and for what reason? We end up paying for it. Now, again, we are lucky to have fully stocked grocery stores, and we have diverse food options. And we go in there, and we think it's limitless. But in reality, it could get dangerous. So, you know, these type of choices that we have made our daily life more convenient and more appealing in many ways because of the choices that we do have. Although, again, one of the arguments when I was reading about this earlier is it good that Americans have as many food choices as we have? Chris, what do you think?
About food choices?
We have an abundance of, when you go into any grocery store, an abundance of food choices. And this is kind of a trick question, so I'm kind of, I'm throwing you out to the wolves a little bit.
Oh boy.
On how you answer this, so just be prepared.
I mean, I think on the surface, yeah, but at the end of the day, most of it is kind of the same from one grocery store to the next, isn't it?
Different labels.
Yeah. You know, you can get more or less the same boxed product just made by a different company.
Right. And then, but here's, and this is where this is going, and I didn't see it coming when I started reading this. Now, Americans aren't content with just what we would call an original potato chip. Right?
Right. Do you want cheddar, sour cream, and onion, vinegar?
Lime.
Right.
The whole nine yards. And that's with a lot of products. So Americans weren't content. Well, okay, so somebody came up with the idea to now, hey, the regular chip isn't good enough. Let's try the barbecue chip. Well, Americans like it. And apparently Americans like that other stuff as well. So we have more choices, but is it good? So anyway, this what I was reading goes on, and it talks about these things because we all like our certain brands, and we may have a hankering for a regular chip once in a while or a barbecue once, you know, all those things that we do. Or some just have their regular set of, again, I'm just using chips as an example, but we have that in so many areas of our products. However, what the article kind of alludes to is it's not good overall for Americans. Why? Well, because a lot of the different choices that we have are in foods that we call junk food. So I didn't, you know, I'm reading that, I go, okay, I understand that. I don't know if there's different types of carrots. Now, I know, you know, how you cook them is one thing, but I don't know if there's a different type of carrot or celery or, you know, your fruits and vegetables.
Well, I don't know about carrots and celery, but I know for eggplants, for instance, when I go to Albertsons, there's an eggplant, there's a Japanese eggplant, and there's a Chinese eggplant. And then for something like tomatoes, there's Roma tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And according to taste, people will buy one or the other.
Right. Or depending on what kind of dish you're preparing.
Okay. So we have the choices for the vegetables, which most people will consider healthy. Right?
I'd hope so.
Well, that's at least what we're told, I think.
But we live in California, so who knows if people get these choices elsewhere.
Well, they probably do, but it's like I know that in certain states, when they go to other states, they look for, like when my parents would come to California, they looked for the fruits and vegetables because of the, I guess, the flavor, and it was just better. In certain states you go to, and for whatever reason, the meat, they have a reputation for better meat. Okay, so we have that, and I think we understand it based on you know, the United States, and where certain states they can grow things better or more of it and so forth. But what this article ends up talking about, or alluding to anyway, is the fact that we have so many choices is not healthy for us. Now, they're not talking about, they focused more on junk food. Now, I don't know the difference between, you know, you eating regular, the original potato chip, as most of us know it, and also having a choice of barbecue or cheddar or whatever. Because we're still going to eat the potato chip, right? It doesn't matter. So, I don't know. I went back and read this thing, at least some parts of it, you know, a couple of times. And I said, well, what difference does it make if I eat a bag of barbecue potato chips or a bag of, you know, regular potato chips? I'm eating them no matter what. Because if the barbecue and all the others weren't there, I'm going to assume that most people would eat the potato chips anyway. So, and I don't know where this research or this story came from, but I thought, okay, I'll give this a shot and see what happens. All right, let's see. What else do we have going on around? Well, we have more news about California and the potential of the education debt. It's a fight, it could be. Education officials exposing blue states' financial aid fraud, the offenders, and guess what? Notable levels of fraud in Minnesota and home sweet home, California. And this has to do, according to the administration, the Department of Education says it, they're looking into not only California and Minnesota, of course, but other states because of this. Now, we have been aware of this since 23 or 24 here in the state of California. Now, during a 12-month period between 24 and 25, scammers stole at least $10 million in federal financial aid from community colleges in California. And that in California, 34% of applications to community colleges were likely fake. I have no idea how any of that happens. I have no idea. Let's see here. Okay, so on the text, my milk comes from the store, not a cow. That's a fact. Well, that's what most people probably think.
Don't a decent number of people also think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
I don't know if that's folklore or just people being morons.
I could accept either. You know, maybe people are, I don't know the expression appropriately, but you know, if they hear the question, they'll answer sarcastically.
Should that be my trivia question today? Where does chocolate milk come from? Think somebody would get it wrong now?
Wrong answers only.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so just a couple of things start off. Now, this has, I don't know how many of you heard of this horrendous story. It's out of Florida. And I'm going to tie it in because we've had it happen here regarding the what the judge or the jury said about somebody. And this has to do with three guys from Michigan and Ohio. They went down to some kind of car show in Florida, and this was near Disney World. That's Central Florida. And they were waiting for assistance from the rental company. There was some kind of issue or something like that. Anyway, they were standing outside their rental, their Airbnb, and all three of them were fatally shot. They were older gentlemen in their late 60s, even early 70s. And the victim was known as a frequent flyer with the criminal justice system in Florida. Okay. This piece of human debris had some serious issues in the past. And he has an extended criminal record. He was charged with attempted first degree murder in 2021 with a firearm and aggravated battery after allegedly shooting a person and random vehicles at a gas station parking lot. And he also had arrest for felony drug possession and misdemeanor resisting an officer. And he was released because of legal loopholes, according to this, of reason of insanity. So here is the question. If somebody is released, or why are they released because of so-called insanity, why would we put somebody like that back on the street? If they can't function in society, he was found not guilty by a reason of insanity. Okay? He committed crimes on different occasions. And then the end result is three men looking to have a good time are dead. So why should somebody be let out or found not guilty by reason of insanity? And then the question would be, because we see this a lot, can you go after somebody regarding their decisions based on letting somebody go free and they do harm to others? Well, that's a pretty big question. That's a pretty big question. Because can public officials be held liable for their decisions? That's a tough one, because what I've found out is protects them from, unless they violate constitutional rights. In other words, if they did something intentional, that is probable cause to go after them. And also failing mandatory duties, although we've seen that here in just in this county, that none of our officials get held accountable. Now, it's a tough way to go. And in most cases, it doesn't work. You can try, but it's not going to work. They're not liable for policy or discretionary choices if they make them in good faith. Well, how do you know that they didn't make them in good faith? That's a tough legal fight for somebody. But I don't know if anything can be done or should it be done. Who would want to be a public official if they knew some of the decisions they make is going to end up in trouble? I don't know. We have a tough enough time getting people to run for our local offices. And if you put this on top of it, what's going to happen? Don't know. Wonder if we'll ever find out. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You may not have heard, but you will hear now, that Brescia, the superintendent of schools here in the county, he's going to be retiring, I guess. And this other guy, Michael something, he is going to run in November. That is coming out. He works for the Department of Education here in the county now. And he has, he's a longtime educator and education leader, which I don't know what that means. He oversees innovations in education for the county office and the founder of Slow Partners. And that is his job. Under his campaign slogan, "From Preschool to Paycheck, A Future in Slow County," intends to create smooth education pathways that allow students to stay on the Central Coast. Doesn't know how he's going to do that, but that's what he's saying. And he probably loves puppies and chocolate milk, too. So anyway, longtime educator, and we will see if anybody steps up to the plate. Generally, in this type of role of people, it's usually only get one person running. Usually. I can't recall anybody running up against Brescia or Crocker. They may have, but I don't remember. So anyway, just a little something to keep your eye on and listen to as well as we exit stage left. And coming up, we will have a trivia question as well as some other things.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Sheriff's Office announced that after nearly 43 years, a cold case has been officially solved. On November 15, 1983, deputies found a van near Hearst Castle with the body of Dorothy Toby Tate inside. There were no known suspects at the time, but advanced DNA genealogy analysis has found Richard Hardy and Charlie Sneed of Texas responsible beyond a reasonable doubt. Both men are now deceased. Pastorville's Mayor John Hammond has released a statement on peaceful protest and community safety. Hammond's statement acknowledges the right to peacefully process and assemble, but says that violent or criminal behavior will place people at risk. The release also says ICE-free zones do not override a federal jurisdiction. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today with highs in the low 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-460-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump expected in Davos, Switzerland today to address the World Economic Forum. Air Force One was forced to turn around after takeoff due to a minor electrical problem. Before he left the first time, reporters asked the president what he plans to say about his proposal to take over Greenland.
I have no idea what's going to happen, but you are well represented.
And federal prosecutors serving six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials, including Governor Tim Walz, over their opposition to ICE operations. Millions of Americans being warned about a potentially catastrophic winter storm expected to affect more than 30 states later this week and weekend from Nevada to the East Coast. Heavy snow and crippling levels of ice threatening dangerous travel conditions and widespread power outages. Icy conditions from central Texas to Tennessee to the Carolinas. America's listening to Fox News.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Outfielders Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones have been voted into baseball's Hall of Fame. It took a while for each, Beltran getting 84% of the writers' votes in his fourth time on the ballot, Jones earning 78% in his ninth and next to last try. 75% is the minimum. Both center fielders hit over 430 home runs. Beltran was a nine-time All-Star with three gold gloves. Jones made five All-Star teams, won 10 gold gloves, and will be the first player from the island of Curaçao ever to be enshrined. The Mets swung a trade with the White Sox Tuesday, getting outfielder Luis Robert Jr. in exchange for infielder Luis Angel Acuña, brother of Ronald Acuña Jr., and a minor league pitcher. NFL coaching carousel, the Titans and former Jets coach Robert Saleh are still working out the details on a reported five-year contract, while Mike McDaniel, let go by the Dolphins but on the shortlist for several other head coaching openings, will reportedly go to the Chargers as offensive coordinator, according to multiple sources. And in college hoops, number 25 Miami of Ohio beat Kent State in overtime. It was the Red Hawks' first game as a ranked team in 27 years. They improved to 20-0 on the season, one of just three remaining unbeaten teams in the nation. That's Wednesday Sports.
All righty, we have the two championship games coming up Sunday. Starting at 11, it'll be the Patriots and the Broncos, followed by the Rams and the Seahawks. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Generally cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. Partly cloudy skies on your Thursday with highs reaching the mid 60s. And we should pretty much do the same thing on Friday. Saturday, same thing. And mostly cloudy, mid 60s Sunday. Monday, sunshine, mid 60s. Mid-60s Tuesday, and clouds and sunshine, mid-60s a week from today. Let's see here. I'll back up. Maybe later today, about a 23% chance of rain. So wash your car. It'll rain. You know, you do that thing. All right. Let's see here. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:10 a.m., 5:19 p.m. We are at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, where they have been serving you since 1979. They're located at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The right choice, KPRL, 7.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your San Luis Obispo County wide-approved concealed carry training team. And a lot more for you, too. Checking in to see what critters are out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound, and we do have one today. It's a lost female dog, a terrier-poodle mix. It's brown, fluffy hair, white streak on its head and down her chest. Age 4, and goes by the name of, listen to this, Ducky. Wasn't it Marlena Dietrich in that movie? I forget the name of it now, but Ducky. Let's see here. Ducky is 18 pounds, very skittish, may bite. Okay, and there is a reward for Ducky. And Ducky was last seen at this area on January 19th, 31st and 32nd Street. So if you have seen Ducky, here is the number to call. 805-296-4997. That's 805-296-4997. 4997 for the terrier poodle mix. All right, if you lose or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Friday. 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All righty, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and at the airport, known as the One-Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. I'm going to double-check something here before I ask this question. Okay. All right, and it just so happens that I already had this up before I saw the Ducky's information. So here it is. What is widely considered the smartest dog breed? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What is widely considered the smartest dog breed, according to these people who are considering these type of things? What breed of dog is widely considered the smartest? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let me see here. The smartest, well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Border Collie.
Yeah, Border Collie. Did you ever have one?
No, but I always wanted one.
Did you ever have a dog?
Oh, yeah, sure. Lots of them. But my kids picked them out. They weren't smart enough to pick a Border Collie. Just kidding.
Well, I was going to say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? All right, the Border Collie is widely Chris, I forget. You had a dog, didn't you?
I did, a German Shepherd.
Okay, he was smart.
He was only like 1 or 2 years old, so no.
Well, dogs get smarter as they get older.
I'd hope so.
Okay.
Point is that despite his size, he was very young.
Okay. All right, so Border Collie is widely considered the smartest dog breed, known for exceptional problem-solving and learning commands in just a few repetitions, followed closely by the Poodle, the loyal German Shepherd. Apparently you got the wrong one.
Well, it would have been my guess, but I would have been wrong.
Let's see here. Eager to please Golden Retriever and the intense Belgian something, all of whom excel in complex jobs and require significant mental stimulation. For example, the Einstein of the dog world, that is what I'm reading here, Border Collie, they learn incredibly fast but need constant physical and mental challenges to prevent boredom and destructive behavior. Oh, boy. The Poodle, the standard and miniature and toy. Don't let the stylish look fool you. Poodles are brilliant, quick learners who thrive in obedience and agility. The German Shepherd, known for loyalty and bravery, they excel as police, military, and service dogs due to their intelligence and trainability. I just happen to think that those are just gorgeous dogs. I don't know if this makes sense. Chris, does this make sense, what I'm going to say? They look like a dog.
You're talking about poodles?
No.
Sorry, I missed what you were talking about there. What does?
No, the German Shepherd.
I agree with you there. German Shepherd or Golden Retriever, I think, are like the first thing that come to mind when I think of dog.
Yeah, I just, boy, there's a couple of folks that walk around when I'm going to the post office, and they're just, I don't know, everybody has their own thing, but they're just amazing animals to look at. I mean, again, they look like, yeah. I know who I am.
They look like man's best friend.
Yeah, that's true. All right, the Golden Retriever, their eagerness to please and intelligence make them excellent search and rescue guide dogs and family dogs as well. Also on the list here, this may be a surprise for some of you. Well, let me back up to this Belgian thing, whatever it is. Highly intense and agile, they are sponges for training, often used in military canine units, but demand expert handling. Now, I've got two more on here that may surprise you.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The next Coffee with the Superintendent event for Pass Robles will be held this Thursday, January 22nd at 8 a.m. in the District Boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Pass Robles Recreation Services will be offering a free public workshop at the Uptown Family Community Garden on Saturday, January 24th from 10 to 11 a.m. The event welcomes participants of all ages to learn about preparing a winter January garden. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the low 60s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, it says Doberman Pinschers and Rottweilers both are quick, powerful, and need jobs to be happy, excelling as guardians and service animals. And the takeaway is, the smartest often means highly trainable and needing a job. Breeds like Border Collies require significant activity to channel their genius. I couldn't find anything about cats on like this. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, where they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.